Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I'm trying to find out what type of company this is. And I noticed that last year y'all took money out of my account, and I don't know what Powerful Muscle Lifestyle is because I'm a woman, so I would not have been ordering this item.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate an account for you, please?
28233.
First and last name?
Pamela Covington.
I see an account for you, ma'am. Can you verify your shipping address, Ms. Covington?
It's P.O. Box 33006, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28233.
Thank you, ma'am. It looks like you paid shipping and handling, Ms. Covington, in the amount of $7.95. And that was on, wait a minute. That was on 7/45 on 12/13 for a spy cam. You were charged $49.97 on the 17th, and that was for a membership into something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. It was a charge for a monthly membership. What they give you was $125 gift card each month, but it looks like the account was canceled. And the bank, let me see, it was canceled on the 17th. The bank actually did a chargeback on your account from the 17th where you were charged in the amount of $49.97.
Mm-hmm.
That was a chargeback from your bank. You must have disputed the charge. And what happened is the bank called and found out that it was a conditional, there was a thing where you had to call in to cancel to avoid that $49.97 charge.
Mm-hmm.
So that the bank is the one who took that money back out to your account.
Okay, so let me ask you another question.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
If I don't have the membership, how can they take money out of my account?
Because they initially take it anywhere from 3 to 4 days after you order it. Well, actually 48 hours after you sign up, they'll bill you for that $49.97 and enroll you in a club. What they do is they send you a gift card to your email address, so you can shop online in the amount of $125 for the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. That's what the $49.97 was for. It wasn't for the gadget, spy cam. It was because they enrolled
well,
you.
Well, that's
in
what I'm saying, because I don't even recall signing up no membership for no $100-something a gift card. What's your name?
Vicky.
And what's your last name?
We can't give out our last name.
Okay, Vicky, how do I, because the bank is trying to take my money back, talking about that it was a dispute that I had gotten the item, and I didn't get no item from here, and I don't even recall signing up for no $49.97.
The disclaimer was on the website when you paid the shipping and handling for the spy cam. Let me see if I can pull up a date and see when the spy cam was delivered, because there's a tracking number that says it was, and that's more than likely what they did, ma'am. Call us and verify certain information they ask for when they're doing the process of the dispute. One of the things they ask.
I counted a spy cam.
Well, it says it shipped out on 12/16. Hang on just a moment. And it says it was delivered December the 20th at 12:04 p.m. by the United States Postal Service. That's probably what helped them determine the dispute. But you need to call your bank, ma'am. There's nothing that we can do. Unfortunately, once there's a chargeback on the account, it's out of our hands. This is just a third-party call center.
Okay, so you telling me I need to call my bank to tell my bank what? Ouch.
I guess discuss the money, ma'am. There's nothing that we can do. It's out of our hands.
So I don't have no membership with you guys, though.
True. It's canceled out. But your bank is the one who took that money out of your account, ma'am, not us.
Okay, so you said it was canceled out on when?
The 17th of December.
12/17.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have no, and as of today, I have no membership with you guys?
Correct.
No membership. So I don't know how they're going to tell me that they done found a dispute and that they're going to have to reverse my money back. I mean, take the money back out. I don't understand that because they can't take nothing that I don't have.
What they did was the charge of $49.97 that we charged you. Okay.
Yes.
When you called the bank and said you dispute those charges, what they do is let it remain in your account until they do the dispute. Once they do the dispute, that involves them calling us and asking the company certain information, like, was it delivered? Did you pay it? And then their terms and conditions, when you paid that $7.45, ma'am, there was a disclaimer on there somewhere that said that they were going to be signing you up for this membership.
Okay, but I had, because I had two different charges on there for a spy cam. And I refused one of them. And and this one here, it didn't have no number at the time for me to refuse it.
Yeah, but it wasn't for the second, another spy cam, ma'am. It was for the membership.
I didn't ask for no membership. That's what I'm trying to say.
I understand that, ma'am, but there were terms and conditions when you paid shipping and handling that stated that they were going to enroll you in this membership.
That's kind of crazy. Well, please forgive me for saying that, but that's kind of crazy. How can you enroll somebody in something that they won't? So only thing I need to do is just let them know that I don't want this. I didn't want this item. I don't have a membership with you guys, and it should be canceled. And I don't understand how they're going to think they can come back and take the money back again. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Vicky.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Covington. You stay safe, okay?
You'll be blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye.